I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Thursday marked 3 years since Pastor Raymond Koh was abducted in Malaysia. No one has taken responsibility for the attack, and we still don't know where Koh is. Voice of the Martyrs USA is petitioning Malaysia's new government to release information. VOM's Todd Nettleton.
So on this anniversary, we want people to pray for Pastor Raymond, for his wife Susanna, and for their children. And we want people to sign that petition and ask the Malaysian government, hey, tell us what happened to Pastor Raymond Koh.
Malaysia's government allows other ethnic groups such as Chinese and Indian to be Christians, but forbids ethnic Malays from being anything except Muslim. Nettleton believes Koh was arrested for sharing the gospel with these people. Learn more and sign the petition at missionnews.org. And in a region plagued by military coups and Islamic terrorism, Senegal stands as a pillar of peace and stability. Some analysts attribute these traits to the widespread influence of Sufi Islam. Muslims comprise 90 to 95% of the total population. Among the Wolof people, one of the region's largest ethnic groups, that percentage is even higher. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says these factors challenge gospel growth.
The literature really is the major way of sharing the gospel individually. One of the things about Senegal, because it is so closely tied to Islam and the Muslim culture, and you have to almost develop relationships with people before they will trust you to accept something. Much of it has to do with people not wanting to be seen with a Christian.
And you can find ways to help at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily e-news at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dot Morris.